Our next game is about useless things you learned in school, like cursive, the Dewey Decimal System, and how to conceal a hickey. It's Green Eyeshadow, kids. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Rebecca Batson. You're moving to Colorado in a matter of days.
6 days, to be exact.
All right.
Oh, I'm counting.
Well, hello. Nice to see you here.
Hey. Yeah.
So when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Rebecca, your goal is to own a Earthship house. Tell us about what those are.
It's literally the most amazing house. It's 45% recycled materials, like beer cans and tires and sand and all off-grid, and it grows its own food.
Right, and you're 100% sustainable,
yes.
I believe, right? Well, I'm glad we caught you while you're still on-grid. I'm glad we caught you. Your opponent is Maggie Lloyd. You're a civil rights advocate. Hey.
Hi, Avera.
Hi. When you ring in, we're going to hear this. Maggie, you have a lot of pen pals. What are we talking?
Right now I have like 4 pen pals and my longest running pen pal. We've been pen pals for 14 years now. I was in her wedding 2 years ago.
And how did you originally become pen pals? What was the connection?
We lived 2 hours away from each other, which pre-cell phone was insurmountable. And we met competing against each other when we were both riding ponies. Like a horseback riding stuff.
Oh.
It's very nice. My main pen pal calls it a diary that writes back, which is, I highly recommend it. Everyone should get a
right.
pen pal.
It's like a blog for one person.
Yeah.
Okay, remember, Rebecca and Maggie, whoever has more points after 2 games will go to our final round. Let's go to your first game called Subject to Dispute. We're going to give you a term that you probably learned in school but may not remember what it means because it has no practical use in your day-to-day life. You tell me its definition. But just like in school, these questions are multiple choice. So ring in to answer. Here we go.
Is Carrie Nation A, prohibitionist who smashed up saloons with a hatchet? B, the original title for Thomas Paine's Common Sense? Or C, a ship that followed the Mayflower full of people who were spiritual but not religious? Maggie.
I'm going to go with A.
A prohibitionist. That is correct.
Yeah, she would enter bars and start destroying them with a hatchet while singing hymns.
She was a fun drunk.
Yeah, it's fun. The Critical Period. Is that a banned coming-of-age novel about a young girl who thinks she might be pregnant, but it turns out she's in the clear? B, a condescending punctuation mark. Or C, a developmental phase when behaviors, neuroses, and awkward but charming social flaws get locked in. Rebecca.
I'm going to go with C.
Yeah, C is correct. That's when they get locked in. The critical period.
Is Smoot Hawley A, a tariff act signed by President Hoover? B, the Lewis and Clark of Alaska? Or C, a variety of tobacco discontinued for not being addictive enough? Maggie.
I'm going to go with the C, the addictive tobacco. It's a pretty messed up industry.
It does seem like something they would do, doesn't it? That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Rebecca, can you steal?
It just sounds like it would be so much fun if they were the Lewis and Clark of Alaska. So I'm going to go with that one.
It would be a real hoot, but that is also incorrect. It was a tariff act signed by President Hoover.
The least fun.
Yeah. Least fun answer is the most correct.
Is Suetonius A, the word for a phonetically pleasing phrase like cellar door? B, a Roman town gossip who wrote about Caligula? Or C, a triangle with 4 sides? Maggie.
Town gossip.
Town gossip who wrote about Caligula. That is correct. Yeah. Although I love the idea of, I don't know, there is a word for a phonetically pleasing phrase. I like cellar door. Cellar door is phonetically pleasing. Wouldn't you say?
It's a very pleasant, very pleasant.
Yeah, murmur. That's another good
murmur.
One. Murmur, that's phonetically pleasing. Free wine. It's all of a sudden things I want. All right, this is your last clue.
Is know-nothing A, the philosophy, empty your head to free your thoughts? B, the political party of ex-president Millard Fillmore? Or C, the standard these days? Maggie.
I'm going to go with B.
The political party, that is correct.
Yeah. It's refreshing that they led with know-nothing.
They were honest.
They were honest. All right. What a fun game. You are both very, very smart. Maggie, you are in the lead. You know, it's easy to show off your body, but it's hard to flaunt your mind. So if you wish there were yoga pants for your brain, you should be a contestant on Ask Me Another. Just go to amatickets.org. Coming up, we'll meet Sasha Velour, who won season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race. You know, so many people I know love that show. Everyone, my accountant, my babysitter, my neighbor, Paul Manafort. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.